Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, Senior Director Art Hall from our Corporate Performance Improvement Practice sits down with Managing Director Michael Simonchek from our Retail and Consumer Performance Improvement Practice to discuss what's going on with traditional retailers and how can they avoid disruption.
It's a pleasure to be back at the studios at Alvarez & Marsal in New York City. For this episode, we're going to talk about traditional retailers and the massive headwinds that they're facing. It would seem that the headwinds that they're facing would be temporary, but evidence suggests that recovery is far off. So today, it's my pleasure to have Mike Simonchek. He is a managing director at Alvarez & Marsal and head of our retail practice to give us a little color about what's going on with traditional retailers and how A&M are helping them survive. So Mike, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks, Art. Excited to be here.
So Mike, as a start, could you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself and your journey as the head of our retail practice at A&M?
Yeah, thanks, Art. So my journey really started almost 25 years ago. My experience in retail started actually on the customer side. I focused on efforts really related to customer analytics and redefining and developing new in-store customer experiences. So my training was around quantitative and qualitative customer research, and then a lot of focus in stores, focusing on sales, service, and the overall in-store customer experience. Over the years, though, worked with a number of retailers across all types of formats. I've worked at department stores, big box retailers, discount retailers, specialty apparel retailers, and over the 25 years, I've ultimately expanded and worked across almost every major function of retail. So I've spent a fair amount of time now in the last particularly 5 years working on the merchant side and working with merchandisers and improving assortment plans and improving the go-to-market strategies. Additionally, I've spent time in sourcing and working with retailers on going direct to Asia and other locations to bring down lower costs of goods. I've then been working on supply chain and how do you optimize your distribution networks. I still have gone back to my roots of customer work and in-store work. Was an interim VP for store operations last year for a major retailer. And then I've worked on engagements at A&M that have been, in certain cases, what we think of as enterprise-wide transformations, and then also in very specific, tailored, targeted solutions.
So, Mike, what's going on with traditional retailers today?
Well, I think there's two dynamics to keep in mind here in retail. One dynamic is the sky isn't absolutely falling. Consumers are actually spending more today than they were last year, they were 5 years ago. You know, when we compare retail, for example, to the oil and gas industry, the energy sector went through a massive recession, but it was driven by a significant decline in the commodity prices. So oil significantly went down, companies' revenue went down, and we saw a lot of restructuring. What's very different about retail is that, again, consumer spending is actually up. What's happening in retail, and this is the fundamental difference, is it's not that consumers aren't out spending money. They're spending money in different places and in different ways. So the fundamental problem are traditional retailers that we think of. I'll be sensitive to not mention names here, but if you can picture a department store or a long-term big box store, their operating models reflect what they were doing in the 1980s. You can walk in an American mall today, and you could have been transplanted back there in 1985, and it wouldn't feel any different. But what's happened is through digital technologies, the internet, and we know the story, mobile devices. Today, consumers buy products from their living rooms, their kitchen tables. They want to be able to buy it from their phones. And so what's happened is it's created a whole new environment where consumers have a lot more choice. They have a lot more places they can buy. They buy when they want, where they want, how they want. And the traditional retailers have simply been slow to the game. They haven't adapted with the customers. And they now do face enormous headwinds and significant desire or need for major organizational changes. And so the challenge today is we have some great companies winning and winning at dramatic rates. Many of us shop them. Bonobos is an example. Warby Parker. These are a number of new entrants and are having great success. And then on the other hand, we pick up the paper and we see the struggles and the layoff of a JCPenney and others. So future in retail is very strong. The opportunities for companies is high, but the traditional retailers face major changes adapting to a new type of customer and a new way the customer wants to interact with them.
So Mike, can you share some examples of around how A&M is helping traditional retailers avoid disruption and adapt to this new normal?
What's exciting for A&M is that we can help retailers in big ways and then really, quite frankly, in very targeted ways across their business. So when I mean big ways, we've walked in and worked with retailers on major enterprise-wide transformations where we're fundamentally resetting the entire operating model and organizational structure of the business and changing fundamentally how the business interacts and goes to serve customers. These major transformations are classic for A&M in the context that we are best when we're helping operationalize the strategy. We're the ones on the front lines driving major transformational change. And so certain retailers really need to start from the top, rethink their organizational structure, rethink their go-to-market, rethink their customer delivery models, rethink their distribution networks. And we're helping from an enterprise-wide transformation drive change in all those areas. But we're also helping retailers on very targeted opportunities. We helped a great outdoor lifestyle brand move to a new digital strategy. So we have team members that have great expertise in all things digital and omnichannel. We've helped big brands and name brands like Nordstrom's enhance and improve their digital strategy. We've hired folks with great merchandising strategies. We went up and really, quite frankly, checked a retailer that was literally in its last month of potential operations where it had already called in the liquidation firms. And we outlined a whole new process for merchandising, pricing, promotions, and ultimately saved the company as the company adopted these new practices. Sales stabilized, and more importantly, margins began to increase, profits returned. So we can help them in merchandising, pricing, promotions. We also last year took a $1.5 billion+ retailer who had a fundamentally broken distribution network, couldn't get product, couldn't respond to some of the online challenges, and built a new network for them. Served in interim roles as well as putting a full team. So whether a retailer needs help in a very specific area, merchandising, supply chain, sourcing, store ops or marketing or transitions to Omni, we can work on those functional areas. Or if they need help with the whole kit and caboodle, as you will, we can work on enterprise-wide transformations.
So Mike, thinking about the traditional retailers who haven't embraced digital as an enabler, what are your thoughts for those traditional retailers who are maybe slow to the game to embrace digital as an enabler to keep pace with the competition?
I think the first main premise, this is where I think the traditional retailers continue to miss. I think they think of digital as another channel. They think about it as email or maybe texting or social media. And they think of it as just another channel to push the same old messages. So all of us experience this. We get bombarded in our inboxes with promotions from various retailers. If we've made the mistake of opting in, we're probably getting something every day. The issue, the digital world we live in today, the key to it for future retailers is how we can capture customer insights and how we can adapt and evolve our offerings to meet those customer needs and insights. The reality is email or social media isn't really simply a channel for us to push a message. Those are vehicles for us to learn about what's important to the customer, how they behave, how they make purchasing decisions, what influences their decisions. So digitization is at the core. Traditional retailers need to use it to understand their customer better. And it starts with the customer, starts with understanding that customer, and then beginning to evolve your entire product offering, better aligning your assortment to their needs, better aligning your pricing and promotions to their needs, better aligning where and how and which ways they can buy products. As you learn those and gain those insights, it will then shift your model. So digitization needs to be embraced as the means for learning and understanding your customer. When we think of Amazon, Amazon's strength isn't simply the ability to get product to your home. It's the data and how they manipulate, how they interpret, how they utilize the data. The acquisition of Whole Foods is more about an acquisition of more customer data. And that's what Amazon does. They use customer data in compelling ways to transform their own offerings and to serve you, the customer, in ways you didn't even realize you wanted to be served. So it's all about leveraging that customer insights and analytics. And then from there, you can evolve your business model. By the way, our little plug for our retail practice, we are kicking off our own tool. We're going to have a monthly newsletter. It's RPI Act Now, Retail Performance Improvement Act Now. Our first issue is coming out, and its theme is transformation starts with the customer, and it's all about this. We'll also have a holiday point of view on who's going to win in the holidays and what's the critical success factors to winning in the holidays. And then we'll be building on it, leveraging the great capabilities across our firm. As you know and others, we've got a number of ex-Amazon folks that reside at A&M, and we're tapping into all their leadership and expertise. We've been bringing on new former operators that can play across the retail industry and you know, more in the public now. We're involved with some of the largest, both from a restructuring side, some of the largest bankruptcies that have occurred this year, but also from a performance improvement side. We're working with blue chip firms to really drive performance improvement.
Mike Simanczyk is the managing director of Alvarez & Marsal and head of our retail practice. Mike, thank you for being a guest on the show today.
Ours, my pleasure. Great to talk to you today.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez & Marsal.